Beis Chalamoid, Habocha, David Ullman, Peturim in Asuka.
My father, Rabbi Haver, is dying. I'm going to try and bring out the Halacha Lemaisa on the Sugya of Mitzdayer, being part of Asuka. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tafo brings down Nimrod Rava, who says that a mitzdayer is part of Sukkah. And the Rambam explains what is a mitzdayer. He says a mitzdayer is someone who's not able to sleep in a Sukkah, either because of maybe a bad smell, the wind, there's flies or maggots. And generally, the Rishonim explain the reason a mitzdayer is potter is because of this idea of teish v'kein tzaduru, meaning the pasuk says, "Basukah is teish v'shivas yomim," i.e. you should dwell in your sukkah for 7 days. And this, you often want to say, the fact maybe it doesn't say tihi, you should be, it says teishri, you should dwell, like it should be a proper dwelling, i.e. just as one dwells in his house, so too one has to dwell in the sukkah. And therefore, just like if one has some tzar from your house, you leave your house, so too if one has tzar from the sukkah, you have a patur and you're able to leave the sukkah. Now, most of the poskim learn this as a miyuchad hadin just for sukkahs. However, interestingly, the Radvaz and the Azaroah extend the din of mitzvah being potter from mitzvahs to other mitzvahs. For example, the Radvaz says, if someone regularly gets haircuts, and then during the months of Nisan and Iyar, i.e. Jim Sviasa Omer, he says they should be potter and be able to get a haircut. That's a din to Rabbanan. The Azaroah is even Mechadishim Dairais Dikadin. He says, if someone arrives into town, or into a port, from a boat on Shabbos, we generally have an Isof Tchumin. He says if, for example, starts raining, and therefore you'd be a mitzdayer, he wants to say that just like you have potter by sukkah, so too you'd be potter over here, and you'd be able to go into the city. Which is interesting how he learns out from this idea of Teshuvah and Duru, which seems like it's only done by sukkah, but that's another sugya. The question is, I understand if you're potter from the sukkah, but let's say someone wants to sit in the sukkah still, even when you're potter. Is one mekayem the mitzvah? So the general approach amongst the achronim seems to be or not, it could be the first night is different. For example, the Rosh says on the first night, even if it's raining, one should still sit in the sukkah and make a bracha. But they learn this could be not because of the din of teish v'kein tzaduru, this could be because of another din that we learned from Pesach and Gzeir Shabbat. So, we discuss now the din where you're mitzdayer actually from the sukkah in and of itself. The question is, now if someone is mitzdayer to get into the sukkah, then what's the din? Meaning, let's say one has a sukkah a few kilometers away, or I know it snows overnight and one can't get into the sukkah. In that case, does one have the patur? So this idea is actually machlokes in the Gemara, in Sukkah Daf Chavov, between Abaye and Rava. The case is of Shemri Ginnis, someone who's protecting stuff in the field, he's guarding the crop. So the Gemara says he's potter from Sukkah. So the question is, why? So Abaye says the idea of Teish V'Kein Tzaduru, which Rashi explains to mean that just as someone, as he says, you're a mitzdayer, and this is because you have to, basically you have to carry all your pillows and cushions from your house all the way through the city into the field. And he says, for that reason, therefore, you're a mitzdayer, and because someone doesn't live like that, meaning your house, you don't have to schlep all the stuff to your house, and therefore you'd be potter. Rava has a different reason. He says, if one's sitting in the sukkah itself, it would be easy for the ganav maybe to go around the sukkah, it would be easy for the ganav to steal the stuff, and therefore he won't be doing his job. So the pashtus is, the nekuda machlekes, at least the firashi, is whether or not a mitzdayer to get to the sukkah is potter. Abaye seems to learn just having a tiricha to get into the sukkah is enough for a patur, whereas Rava seems to say it's not. Now, there's a few questions potentially on this din, because the Rama and the Rambam, for example, paskin like Rava, i.e., that the only time when it's potter from sukkah is if the tzar is coming from the actual sukkah itself. So there's a case of Holech Drachim, meaning someone who goes on a journey, someone who's a traveller, he is potter from sukkah. So Rav Moshe Sternbach is Meir the Kash, he says, what's the reason that a Holech Drachim is potter from sukkah? The reason, seemingly, why you'd say a Hilich of Mispata is because we don't want to make him have to go out of his way to build a sukkah or to have to go on another path to find a sukkah. But this all seems to be a din in finding a sukkah, in having to get the sukkah. There's no tzar coming from the actual sukkah itself. So he answers, and he says, no, the p'tur by Hilich Jochim is not because of mitzvah. He says it's just a din of Tishvi came to do it in and of itself. Meaning, just as during the year, I'd be willing to go on a journey, and I'd be willing to eat on the journey, not in a fixed place, not in a house. So too, on sukkahs, I'm able to do that, and therefore I'd be part of a sukkah. Now the Gemara, when discussing Hilich Jochim, says that even someone who's going for Dvar Rishus, and Rashi brings down someone who's going for, let's say, business, even he's going to be part of a sukkah. So there's an interesting machlekes from Matzalita Paiskim, if someone wants to go on a Chol HaMoed outing, whether he's got a p'tur from the sukkah. So there's a famous Tshuva Ramesha who says, no, he says, he learns Rashi Dafka, that mamish only for business, and he says the only time one has a p'tur from the sukkah is if you go for a tzorech mamish, i.e. when you're going, when you need to go, but obviously when someone goes on a Chol HaMoed outing, it's probably not the most, he probably doesn't need to go exactly. Rav Shlomo Zalman's got another reason potentially why you can't go, why you can't make yourself part of sukkah, and he says either you can do the tzil another time. I'm not sure if you can remember Dike that if you can't do the tzil another time, then maybe even Rav Shlomo Zalman would say you have a heter. Rav Eliyashiv, however, argues, and he says, seemingly what the Gemara's mashma, that he says, tish begin to do, just like I'd be willing to go on a trip, I'd be willing to go, let's say, to Thorpe Park, and sit and eat a sandwich on the bench without having a fixed house the rest of the year. So to on sukkahs, I'd also be able to do that. So one should ask their pesuk for their own psak. Now there's another case when there's rain coming into the sukkah and therefore one's exempted. He goes inside, he goes in to have the meal. Then even if during when he's having the meal, or let's say he falls back to sleep in his house, the rain stops, even in that case, you don't need to go back in. Because of Pashtus, because of Mitzdaya. Now, Derech Agav, on the point, the Mishnah Berurah and the Rosh Hashanah both bring down that if one has a cover on the sukkah, which I think most people nowadays do, and therefore one doesn't actually have to leave the sukkah and go into the house, then one does not have this p'tur, and they say you should just open the sukkah because it's not really a tzar and opening it when the rain stops. However, on the tzar that one goes inside, you have a p'tur. But again, Rav Meshach Dabach is married, what's going on? Again, there seems to be that the only reason you're part here is because you're starting to go back into the sukkah. But then again, there's not a din that the sukkah itself is causing the tzar. So he answered, I think it's quite a big chiddush, but he wants to say that the p'tur is actually coming from the sukkah itself. He says because a person doesn't want to stop his meal, and he so much doesn't want to stop his meal, doesn't want to sort of move his meal, they prefer finishing his meal now than restart his meal in the sukkah. And the point I think is to be clear with the sleeping, that a person doesn't want to wake up, go back into the sukkah, and try and fall asleep again. And therefore he says that it's clear that tzar is not generated from the sukkah, because going back into the sukkah would cause him a tremendous tzar. Just interestingly, it seems to come out therefore that if one has tzar to get into the sukkah, you wouldn't have the p'tur, you don't have the p'tur if the tzar comes from the sukkah itself. However, there are those, for example, the Ram, who learns Rava a bit differently. He learns Rava arguing that by a different Nakuda, and he learns that even Rava were told that Tzar mitzvah to get into the sukkah as a p'tur. And then, for example, the Magen Avraham paskins, now someone's to learn, let's say, the Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, and he's going through mitzvah to bring all his sefarim into a sukkah, therefore he has a p'tur. Also, Rabbi Kiva Eger says this idea. There's another point, which is that if one wants to sleep in the, if one wants to sit in the sukkah, the Ramah brings down that when you're potter, that when you're nikra hedjit, he brings down from the Gaz Maimonides that not only are you not mekaber schar, you're nikra hedjit. And the question is that first of all, why are you called the hedjit? But secondly, we see seemingly lechayir by sukkah, there's a steer in and of itself, because we see in the case, let's say if a woman wants to sit in the sukkah, or someone wants to eat less than a shear, or someone's to drink a cup of water, then the Shulchan Aruch and everyone paskins that how is it mishabach if you want to do that? So the question is, at what stage is one called a hedjit? When are you called, I don't know, a simpleton or a silly person, and when is a how is it mishabach? So a lot of achrenim speak about this. The Bir Halacha brings down, they says you're nikra hedjit when there's a tzad issa. For example, you're kind of being mevata from your own yomta for your sitting when you're in sa. So there you have a p'tur, but let's say the guy with the woman and a drink, that's what you want to do. So obviously there's no bitter in your simple yomtov. The Magen is an ancient Magen Avraham here in Tov Ayin Beis, who says that there's this idea, it comes from Yerushalmi, that there are numerous times where the Torah is machayim something, and he says, when the Torah passes from something, and one is machman and something is nikkur hedjit. Now, the kash is, people like taking on chumras and they don't usually frown upon it. So, what pshat? So, again, there's a lot of different terutzim. But I saw in the Nishmas Adam, he spends an interesting gedder, which also answers our question over here, that he says that if the Torah b'etzim is mechayv something, like a man is mechayv to sin mesukah, but then the Torah itself comes along and gives you p'tur, i.e. mitzvah, in that case, were you to sin the sukkah, then you'd be nikah hedjah, it could be there's a reason of gaiva, there's a few different reasons brought down. Whereas if the Torah is not mechayv something, let's say the gabe, a woman, or the gabe drinking a cup of water, etc., then if you take on more yourself, then it's chayzer m'shubah. And Rabbi Kiva Eger just explains that the time where you are called a hedger is only when you actually have the tzar from the sukkah itself. Meaning that even, let's say, we were to pass in like a baya, that you'd be part of a tzar getting into the sukkah, in that scenario, where you'd sit in the sukkah, you'd still be makabel tzar, because your etz mishiv in the sukkah, your sitting in the sukkah is not the thing which is causing you pain. But all your pain is getting there. But as long as you're relaxed and you're happy in the sukkah, and therefore, let's say in the case when it rains and you go inside, if you yourself decide that it's not going to be a tzar for you to go back into the sukkah, then you can go back and you will be makabel tzar. Now, another interesting question is, what happens if when you leave the sukkah, you still remain with the tzar? Meaning, is the patur only that by leaving the sukkah, a rectify you no longer have this pain? Or, even if you still have the pain when you leave, even if you still have the pain, then you wouldn't have the patur. You'd only have the patur if the pain goes. So, the Rambam in Halacha Vav, in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, brings down the idea that a chayle is potter from sukkah. And he says, a chayle, even if he's chash b'reisha, chash b'einav, a chayle is potter. L'chayre, you'd say, the reason that a chayle is potter is just because he's a chayle, just because he's a chayle, he's a sick person, therefore he doesn't have the mitzvah sukkah. Whereas later on, if you saw by mitzvah, he says, why is a mitzvah potter from sukkah? He says, a mitzvah is potter because he won't be able to sleep there either because of either the wind or the bad smell. So, potentially, from a daik, I saw in Harei Kedem, that it could be that by a chayle, you would say, just the fact that you're chayle in of itself, that's enough for patur. And therefore, whether or not you would have tzar after leaving the sukkah, meaning, pasha, you're still a chayle when you leave the sukkah, you still have the patur. It's dire, you're only potter if, when leaving the sukkah, you no longer have a tzar. You no longer have a tzar. And there's a bit of a question on this from the Gemara, because the Gemara, well, there's a Mishnah which says that Achel is potter, and then the Gemara brings down the Mimra of Rabba, which says that Amitzah is potter. And the Gemara asks, oh, but the Mishnah says Achel is potter, so I would have thought Achel in Mitzah is right. And the Gemara says, no. The difference is Achel, him and his Mishamish, Achel and his helper, they're both potter, whereas Mitzah, only he is potter and not his Mishamish. Now, but based on what I just said, the Gemara could have brought down another Nafkamina. The Gemara said, by a chayla, whether or not the tzar is going to be rectified, you have the patur. Whereas in the tzar, you only have the patur if the tzar is going to be rectified. In the case where it's not going to be rectified, then you won't have the patur. Interesting, the Ritva brings down Shem the Ramban, a completely different patur from its tzar. He learns it from the Pasuk Tora Ezrach. And the Ramban seems to say that, and he says if you're an Ezrach Rana, meaning like you're a citizen, you're a happy citizen in the sukkah, then you'd have the patur. So therefore, in a case, I suppose, in any case where you're not going to be happy sitting in the sukkah, whether or not even the sukkah is going to help, you'd be potter. So therefore, the Ramban would learn that whether a mitzvah or a chayla, either way, manushak is going to be potter when he leaves the sukkah. However, the Ramban doesn't seem to learn this. Potentially, you could say that the Ramban would learn kol ha'ezrach l'gabi the chayla, and therefore, when a chayla leaves, whether or not it's rectified or not, he has a patur, whereas a mitzvah is only potter if by leaving, he no longer has a tzar. And using this, I saw initially in Teretz, there's a lot of Hasid Shurubayim, famously, who were big Talmidei Chachamim, who would sit in the sukkah even when it rains. So the question is, based on what I just said, it seems like potentially called a hedger. So what's pshat? So there's a few different Teretzim. One of them I saw was from Marsag, He wanted to say, to for this idea, he wanted to say, I have as much tsar in my house not being in the sukkah than I have being in the sukkah when it's raining. So therefore, I'm not going to have a determined tsar when I leave the sukkah. There's potential deal in the Rambam that the Rambam brings down the halacha mitzta'er, and then about seven or eight halachas later, he brings down to Gishomim. So if the idea of mitzta'er and Gishomim are coming from the same reason, then why doesn't he bring them down together? So again, I said the harikadim was mitzta'er potentially. The lashon Rambam used by Gishomim is, when a certain amount of rain comes down, then you're mutter to go inside. So to that potential, what does it mean you're mutter to go inside? I.e., you don't need to go inside, you can still be mekayem the mitzvah when it comes to rain, but maybe other tzars, you cannot be mekayem the mitzvah, and actually that's how they medayek the Rambam. Though he brings down himself that it's not really mukhak like that, because the mission itself says the reason by Gishomim, your potter, is because it's like and a servant gives his master a jug of wine, and the master then like throws a cup of water or throws something over him. But it could be that's potentially how they learn. Now, another interesting sugya, that the Rosh says that you only have this Petur Mitzta'er if the Petur comes after you have already built the sukkah. I mean, you can't build the sukkah in a place where you're going to have a tsar. It's only in a place where, it's only when the tsar comes afterwards. And the Ramah brings the Shem the Ra'im afterwards that he says, and therefore one who does build the sukkah, let's say in a place where it's not roy to sleep, for example, your Cheshish Felistim. In that case, you say the sukkah is not even kosher for achila. And therefore, potentially, the sukkahs are on Goldskin Road, that's a restaurant, I'm not sure how many people would sleep in them. So it seems like, the Fidei Ramah, it could be that one can't even eat in the sukkahs. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there is Yesham Alisma. He says there's a Chacham Tzvi who says, no, the idea of Tishrei Kedaturu is not that it has to be that the sukkah gives you everything like a house does. That's be that at the time you're in the sukkah, that's kein tadur, meaning it's comfortable as if you're living in a house. And we bring a raya from Rav Haigon that he says, Gabi shutfim, he says two shutfim own a sukkah together, but they don't like each other, so they never want to eat there or sleep there. He says, the Gabi they're eating, it's all okay. The Gabi they're eating, they can eat at different times, so have a sleeping in a card. So he says, you should sleep on alternate nights. He says, bring a raya that therefore, if the sukkah's not roi l'shena, potentially dava heta. Though the obvious answer would just be, in that case, the sukkah is right to do both, it's just for material reasons you can't. The Bekir Yaakov interestingly says that it is actually kein tadur, meaning you can make a sukkah to eat in and have a sukkah to sleep in. So just like you have separate rooms in your house for eating and sleeping, so do you have separate rooms in your sukkah. However, they can also answer this by saying, again, in the house, the room you have for eating, the room you have for sleeping, you could switch around. As a matter of it's right for both, just you decided to do that, whereas a sukkah, you're making it impossible. However, it seems to be that there is what to rely upon to eat in these sukkahs. Also, maybe come back to Rabbi Hellman's point a bit, if it's too cold, the Ramah brings down Shein the Mazda, that if it's too cold, even the Ramah seems to say, then you can make a sukkah, meaning it's not really Shein, but you can make a sukkah just to eat. And so it seems to be that everyone holds this. So there's different svaras potentially why. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, says the idea of Tishrei Kedaturim. He says, if you come to a place where you need to build a house, obviously you're going to try and build, if there's like a bad place to build a house and a good place to build a house, you'd obviously try and build a house where it's right to sleep. However, he says, if it's impossible, I can't think of a good reason, but if it's impossible to build a house where it's right to sleep, then you just build a house to sit in and to eat in. And then he says, the same with Gabi Sukkah, if it's impossible to sleep in, fine, but you can still have a kosher sukkah for eating and for sitting in as Kain Tadurim. So just to really summarize a bit of the halacha l'maaseh, we saw this idea that a mitzvah is part of sukkah if the tzar is coming from the etzem sukkah itself, i.e. it's too cold. Seemingly, l'chayra, most people seem to paskin that going if the tzar getting into the sukkah, you have to walk a long distance, you have to go through bushes, that they are. In that case, most places in the past, and then you wouldn't be potter. However, we did see that the Magen Avraham said that you are. We saw the Petur of Helech Joachim and the Machlekes as to whether or not one's potter they go on a teal. We saw that one's potter of sukkah, if it rains, then he goes inside and then it stops raining, he doesn't need to go back in. But we mentioned that if one has a roof on, they should probably open that up. We said that if the tzar is not going to be rectified, then pashtus and mitzvah is not going to be potter. And the Gabi the Listim case, we said that the remorse is the paskin that if you're chesh for listim and therefore the sukkah is not right in the shena, then perhaps you can't eat there. Then we said potentially Shamalism, as Mr. Bruce has been there, on the Sacham Svi. I said that it's too cold, but no, it's not really the Shina, everyone holds in that case, it's a metal.